Kum lernen a black gemara. We are up to the samach dalad amir aleph m'sechta erin, and we're up to gufa about 10 lines from the top of the page. We're learning about erev, and then we are going to digress now for a little bit. Gufa. Let us analyze the last thing that you said. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said, name of Shmuel, afilu schirei, that even let's say there's a goy living in this courtyard, and he's difficult. You have to rent the rights from him, but he's proving to be difficult, not interested in helping out. Then if you are hired by him, or a filo lekitoi, or if you're just a seasonal worker, partially hired by him, and you borrow use of his share of the courtyard or in the street, then you have you have like a part ownership in that property, and you can make the eruv, contribute to the eruv, and that's good enough. And noyisin eruv v'vidah, he gives the eruv and sufficient. Amar Nachman, Nachman made a comment on this thing here. Kama ma'al yehoshmaita, how beautiful is this particular subject? Amar Yerushua said, v'yirem yishmo, another law, totally separate, I'll do with this one. Shasar revias yayin, if somebody drank a revias of wine, which might be 86 mils of wine, al yoyda, he shouldn't be in a position of making any rules, because maybe his mind cannot focus the way he should. Amar Nachman, Nachman said, loy ma'al yehoshmait, I don't like that law. Why? I kol kama, as long as the loy shasino revi'isa the chamer, if I don't have my cup of wine every day, loy tzila datoy, my mind is not clear. So say on Nachman setting more baba kama, that I have to have meat every morning. So between meat and wine, that's of his diet every morning, and have a clear mind. So if I don't agree, I don't like what he said. No, he's arguing, but he basically, on one law he said, I like this law, the other one he said, I don't like it. Amalei Rava, Rava said to him, my time amar hachi, why are you speaking this way? We know when it comes to learning Torah, Torah is Kedusha, and you have to accept it whether you like it or not. You cannot say, oh, I like this Gemara, I don't like this Gemara, Chas v'Shalom. You can't say such comments. You can argue. You can't say loy ma'ayl without a good thought. So, why not? Because Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Rav Acha, the son of Chanina, actually said, Ma'ayl Echsiv. This is what it says in the Pasuk. V'roya Zoynis. If somebody goes ahead and he's very friendly to Zoynis, harlots, Yevad Haim, will lose his fortune. Now, the word Zoynis is spelled here differently than usual, and it has an extra vav here. And that extra vav tells you, so we read as if it has two words, zu, no, this is nice. So this is how he interprets the pasuk. Anybody says about a gemara, shmua zu, no, this piece of gemara is beautiful. The zu ain't no, this piece of gemara is not beautiful. Ma'abed hoina shel teder, he will lose the wealth of the teder. He doesn't appreciate the value of teder, and make teder like it's some kind of a commodity that's something that you can like, you can't like, without giving it the due respect that it deserves. Amalei, he said to him, you know what? How did he be? He said to him, I changed my mind. He said, I changed my mind. I won't do this again. You're right. So now that we're talking about that if you drink a revias, you shouldn't make rulings, the Gemara is not going to talk about people who are inebriated and give us different levels of inebriation. If somebody drank wine, somebody was inebriated, we'll soon see what stage you're talking about. Al yispal, shouldn't daven. The imispal, you're not in the state to fit daven. If you daven, your davening is valuable. Or the shikin, if you're drunk, al yispal, don't daven. The imispal, philosophy, if you did daven, your tefillah is not worth anything at all. But Tosis actually has a different version. He says if you drank a revias wine, it doesn't say you shouldn't daven. It says you shouldn't be paskining. But anyway, so we see from here a concept that if you shouldn't be davening. If you did daven, your davening is worthless. Like here we say, if you're drunk, you shouldn't daven. If you daven, it's worthless. And we also say that if you shouldn't daven in front of excrement that's lying there in front of you. If you daven, it's tefilosa te'eva, we take the davening away from you and it's worthless, and so on. Anyway, So if you're only if you drank wine, the every dam is all right. But if you drunk, you dam is all right. So hey, chidam is shasi dam is shikud. Please describe to me what's considered a person who drank a little bit too much and somebody who's drunk. They were once walking and they were bidding each other farewell. Am Abra. They were bidding each other farewell when they were standing. Am Abra. Where is it? The Nahar Yufti, the bridge of Nahar of the river called Yufti. Amri, they said, let each one of us say something novel that we haven't heard before. And why is that important? Because Amar Mar, living where Brachis, Amar Mar Yibar Avuna, the Mar Yibar son of Huna said, or Mar Yibar over there said, the grandson of Huna, you shouldn't leave your friend, you shouldn't leave your friend, only the last thing you should learn, leave your friend with is some kind of a halacha. Why? Every time you remember this halacha, you remember your friend, and this is a good way of remembering your friend. So some say that says toich halacha. In the middle, you know, they don't even finish the entire halacha; just say part of it, so he'll always think about it and he'll remember you. This is a nice word. We just finished reading the Torah, so someone said it like this: the last letter of the Torah is a lamed. Le'ene Kol Yisrael, we read yesterday, and the first letter of the Torah is Bereishis, is a base, which is lev, a heart. If you, in the Aleph base, if you take, so you have a base and a lamed, if you take the letter that's above base, it's a gimel. You take the letter that's above lamed, is a mem, that reads gam. If you take a letter below the base, is aleph, and a letter below the lamed is chaf. So you have a lev, a bal, breishes and lamed, then you have either gam, which is above, or ach, which is below. And what the Gemara is trying to say here is that there are some people gam, also they do more than they have to. And there are some people ach, which the Gemara says ach lashami, which means do less. The main thing is lev, the heart. Because the Gemara Menachah said, and we had a few times already, echad hamarbev, echad hamamed. We don't care if you do more or you do less. Ubeva provided she chavin lev below shemayim, that your heart, your intentions are good. So the same thing here. You have some who are gam, who do more, and some who ach, who do less, but the main thing is lev. That if you do it with your heart, with the best kavanas, it is good. Anyway, so they said to each other, let's do halacha. And what's the halacha? So the one guy said, Pasach Harvam, he said, Heichidam Mishasi Veichidam Mishikr. Let me give you an example of what Shasi is, what Shikr. Shasi, when we say, Lechatchili, you shouldn't daven, but if you did, it's all right. Kol Sheyochel Adabel Lifnei Melech. If he can compose his thoughts, he's coherent, that he can speak before a king. If he would stand before a king, he would stand straight. That's called a shasi. In other words, a little bit tipsy, but he can control himself. Aba shikir, someone who's drunk, intoxicated, is someone even standing before a king, he cannot pull himself together. And then he shouldn't even be davening, and if he did, it's worthless. So that was the law that he said. So pasach edith, the other one said a law, which has nothing to do with that, but the law which introduces the idea of ayin hara. People talk about ayin hara as if it's something, but the Gemara here says, and we had it a few other places as well, that you have to behave in a certain way to be discreet, and you don't want to arouse other people's envy, because by doing that, what you're doing is they're arousing judgment. People say, why does this person deserve X, Y, Z when I'm a better person and I have to suffer and that person has it so easy? And what you're doing is you're calling the Eibush to judge you whether you actually deserve it. And it's your own fault because you were ostentatious. So, he says here, but he gives other examples there. Even in the case where you're not so ostentatious, you have to be careful. Hamachzi benisa ged. The law is that if a convert who converted has no family, if he didn't get married and have kids of his own, his siblings, his parents are no longer his family. So if he passes away, his entire estate now becomes hefker, ownerless, because who should inherit it? So whoever goes in first, steps in first, makes a kinyan of acquisition, they get to keep it. If somebody else sees you and says, oh, it's not fair, this person just got a whole house for nothing. Mayasav is kaimiyod, what can you do? And we're not talking about in a case that you're ostentatious, because all you have to then do is be a bit more discreet. We're talking about, you can't do anything about it. It's a house there, now it's yours. What should you do? Be kaimiyod, you shouldn't lose it because all these other people are casting the evil eye. Yikach behen sefer Torah. Go ahead and do a mitzvah. Buy with some of the money a sefer Torah by anchoring some of the money, and you buy a sefer Torah, then the entire lot of money now becomes something that you deserve, and therefore you won't lose it. Amar Rav Sheshes says even not a case something like that. A guy marries a woman who has a wealthy family, and then when she dies, he inherits her. Again, people will be jealous now, even though he was married to her all these years, but you know, you didn't really own it. But now you own it outright. The same thing. Go ahead and take some of that money and buy a mitzvah with it, like a Torah. Ramam Rafila Ovad Iskar, you're in business, and you worked hard, and you made a lot of money. You put in the share market, you made a lot of money, or whatever business. You should give some of the money and buy a Sefer Torah with it. Papa Rafila Motza Matiyah, you found an object. You know, you just happened to walk by and you found an object. I'm not sure what the Papa is adding, because finding a Matiyah is definitely something that people say, oh, Safir, how come this guy found $1,000 and I never found it? A business, you at least have to put some hard work. So the Papa's case should have been written a little bit earlier. Anyway, I don't know. I feel a costable tefillin. You don't have to buy a Sefer Torah. See, a Sefer Torah is something that benefits everybody, the shul and the community. Even if you just bought yourself a tefillin, which is only for your own purpose. You're not going out for mitzvah tefillin or something. It's for yourself. The fact that you use some of the money for a mitzvah gives it an anchor that you should protect all your money. Surprising doesn't say you should give some of that money to tzedakah or mice and so on and so forth, and that will help it. It seems that you need... Either he's saying any mitzvah does it, or he's saying over and above the tzedakah that you give, you also have to do something and use some of the money for a mitzvah as well. But otherwise, why doesn't he just mention buy something tzedakah or something? Don't know. Says the Gemara further. How do we know that? How do you know that this prevent ayin hara, and how do you know that by using some of the money for a mitzvah, it's going to protect the rest of the money that you have? The Chassid says, "Vayida Yisrael neder." It says, "Vayida Yisrael neder Hashem." But they made a neder to Eibishter. They said that if you this after Aaron passed away, these people, Amalek attacked them, and they dressed up as if they were from Canaan and so on. And the Eden said, "Hashem, that if you help us out, we will give so and so kabbonis." Amr Abba, getting back to this drunk thing, we said, but okay, he drank out of vias of wine, but nevertheless, he's dead echmil. The Shaina, if you walk a distance after you drank of a kilometer, or you went for a nap, koshu mafigin esayayin. What that does is it dulls the effect of the wine, and there's no problems anymore. When does that work? If you only drank the quantity of revis, 86 mil. Then you take a little walk, a little nap, everything's around. Of a shasa yaisim of revis, you drank more than revis, kosh king shedelet todos. If you drank more than revis, then on the contrary, when you're walking, you can't walk in a straight line, and it's going to make it, and the walking will make it even worse. Must be that their wine was very strong. V'sheina mashkarte, and sleeping also, a nap, is going to make it worse. Says the Gemara, so you tell me if you drank only levius and walking a little bit helps. The dedech mil mafigiyan, you tell me walking a meal helps. Let me ask you a question about a certain story. And it's an interesting story, because the Gemara makes such a big deal here about one of the Tanoim, who was able to do something when we know that the Tzadikim, we have all the stories of different Tzadikim, the Rebbes, the Rebbe, and so on and so forth. And you see, this story doesn't carry much weight. But here, what time we learned? Ma'ise b'Rabbi Gamliel. There's an incident with Rabbi Gamliel. Shayarech v'chamay was riding a donkey. He was traveling ma'aku l'kziv. He was traveling from Aku to the city of Kziv. V'hoi Rabbi Lehi mahalach achrav. And Rabbi Lehi, he was walking behind him. Motza guluskin b'der. They found like a biscuit on the road, or a loaf of bread. And Amalei, and he said, Eloi, he said to his student, Eloi, Tul Guluskin Minaderech, I want you to pick up the Guluskin from the road. Motza Nochi Echad. So if you read the Gemara, it seems that while they were standing there, they just, a guy was walking some other direction, and they just have to have this encounter, chance encounter. Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel turned around to this guy, and he called him by his first name, Mavgoi. He said to the guy, Mavgoi, or however you pronounce his name, Tul Guluskin Halalu Eloi. I do me a favor, go to my student right there, Eloi, and take that loaf of bread or cookie or biscuit from him. Nitful Loi Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi then acceded and gave him the bread. And he attached him. Rabbi Eloi attached himself to this guy. He said, tell me, where are you from? Amalei, he said, I'm a Yorah Shabun. I come from these towns with all these little huts. Uma Shimcha, and what's your name? Mavgoi. Shemani, my name is Mavgoi. So Rabbi Loi was very impressed. Kulum hikicha Rabbi Gamliel Ma'olam. Did you ever meet Rabbi Gamliel before? How did he know your name? How did he know who you were? Only love, my first time I'm meeting. But Oisa Shah Lamadu, we learned a couple of things. First of all, we learned Shekivin Rabbi Gamliel Kodesh. We learned Rabbi Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh, that he was able to know his name. That was the first thing. And Tosfos already makes light of it, and he says that, you know, that maybe it was a common name, and nevertheless, not everybody goes by that name, so we'll have to give him some Ruach HaKodesh, instead of saying it's a lucky guess. So that was in Inyan, that Tanoim or great Tzaddikim have Ruach HaKodesh. But we have to accept that. And he says there are three things we learn. So if many have learned that you have, if you're talking about Tzaddikim, you always have to assume that they have Ruach HaKodesh. And as the Baal Shem Tov said, that everything that was written all the way to the Taz and the Shach, or the Mashal Mashal, were written with Ruach HaKodesh. Ushrei, and that's why, you know, the later generations cannot argue the earlier generations, because everything they wrote was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Ushrei Shadvarim L'madu B'Oiz HaShoah. I learned three laws. Labadu, we learned She'ein Ma'vin Aleichem. If you see food in the ground, you can't just walk by it, you have to put it aside. Labadu She'holchen Acharei V'Yuchavim. Why didn't the Loi eat the bread himself? Because I'm willing to give it to the Goy, because since the majority of people living there were Goyim, we're going to have to assume the bread came from a Goy's house, and maybe it's treif. Lamadim, we also learned Shechemt, that this story happened right after Pesach. So we learned, now you know you're not going to have any benefit from Chametz, from a Goy. Shechemtza Shanochi Acher Pesach, so you don't have any benefit from Chametz. But this Chametz, since we just assume belonged to a Goy, Mutti Bahano, you're allowed to have benefit. Because if it was from a Yid, you don't have any benefit, you wouldn't even be able to give it away as a gift to a Goy. Because when you give someone a gift, they feel indebted to you. Now that's a bit hard to understand, because the way our Gemara reads, the Goy just happened to, by chance, to be there. He'll be there for 5 seconds and never see him again. So what benefit do you have? I mean, if you give a gift to a friend, it's one thing. Because then, you know, there's some kind of a, you're increasing your friendship and so on. But if you never met before, you'll never see each other again, what's the problem? Taisa seems to be learning that this Goy was walking with them as well. So they were actually not just, they happened to be walking for a while, and they'll continue walking. So therefore, it could be in the next day, while they're walking, or next half an hour, he might feel indebted to do something for them. So, okay, and but you're allowed to, because we don't care, it's Mutabana. Anyway, Kim Shigidu came to Siddiq Zee, Boech HaLishol Nidol Gai came along and said, look, I made a vow, and I need to annul it. Omer L'zeh She'imai, strange wording the Gemara, and Gemara turned to the guy with him, which really is Abeloi. Why the Gemara used the word L'zeh She'imai, I don't know. Klum Shasinu Levi is Yayin L'thalki, did we drink that Italian wine? Omer L'hen, yeah, we just drank Italian wine. Im Kain, if so, in the city of Ziv, it was at the Italian wine. He said, if so, Yitayil Acharin Nei, let him follow after us, Achi Yapig Yeninu. Let's go for a walk so that with the wine, the effect of the wine should dissipate. And it seemed that Italian wine, not French wine, was the all the go in those days, all the rage, and it was power, strong wine. And they walked, not one meal, because before you said if you drink a little bit of wine, or a vias, you walk one meal. Here they walked 3 million, actually, as soon as they came to the pass by Tzur, so after walking 3 kilometers, he said, fine, and now let us go and we'll go and know this nether. So what happened was, Yorad, he went down, and the social turret is this pass in the mountain, and Kivan, Shegil, Sulu, Tzur, they came to these mountains, Yorad, went off from climbed down from this donkey, and Vinis Atif, he wrapped himself up with a talus, and the Yashav, and he sat down, the Hitla Nidre. The Harvard one, Lamad Mezashah, we learned a number of rules. Lamad, we learned, Shalavius, Yain, Italki, Meshaket. We learned that Italian wine, Revius, makes you drunk. Lamad, Shikala, Yoda. To annul a nether, you have to form a court, a kavina court, and you shouldn't make any rules until you have the wine, the effect of the wine, or the influence of the wine is gone. We also learned that walking helps, that it removes the effect of wine. We learned you shouldn't annul a nether, not while you're riding a donkey, not while you're walking, not even standing, if he sat down. Now, what's the problem with this whole story? Because Tani Mil, as we learned, Shloisha Milin. You said 1 kilometer is enough. It says clearly 3 mil. So how could Rambam Rabba say 1 mil is enough, or a sleeve, a nap? It says one. It says they walk 3 mil. Rabbi Nachman, I'm going to go. Let's show you the Shloisha. Mother said back. Let's skip the line. Shani Yain, we answered that Yain Italki, Italian wine is different than Meshakatve. It's very strong, and therefore, it's very strong wine. So therefore, you have to go 3 mil. Asking more a question, if it's very strong wine, even though you drank a Revius, then it would be considered like more than a Revius. And what have we done before more than a Revius? If you take a walk, even 3 mil, it makes you, it doesn't help at all, it makes things worse. The Shein Meshkarta and a nap actually makes things worse. So the answer, Roch of Shiny. Forget the Italian wine that being stronger. It's the fact that they didn't walk. It's the walking that removes the infect of the wine. But if you're sitting on a donkey and going for a ride, it takes longer before the distance of 3 mil. So now they introduce the idea of riding a donkey. But now with the kasha, that's not a problem. Roch of Shiny. So therefore, it's not a problem at all, because riding is definitely different. And that's why I had to travel 3 mil for the wine to go away. But normally walking is enough. So the Gemara, walking a mil is enough. The Gemara, ain't it's not so, but Omra Nachman, Mefiri, let's go to question you. So you're telling me that riding is different. So you just told me that he stopped and he sat down. And I'd ride a donkey. But on the Nachman said, now we're focusing on the fact that you said that you learned from here halacha that a wheel sat down, that you have to sit down properly. You can't stand, walk, or ride. But on the Nachman, mafid in the darim, you can know a vow, bein mahalach, whether you're walking, bein mahalach, whether you're standing, bein mahalach, whether you're riding. So what do you tell me that we'll have to get off his donkey in order to make a ruling? He says, I'm not clearly said, you could be riding if you want to. What do you mean? There's one opinion that says there's two opinions. Now this is Rashi's way of understanding it. How do you know somebody's neder? One opinion says the only way you can know neder is you ask them, had you realized so and so and so, would you have made the neder in the first place? And if he says no, I wouldn't have, then we remove the know the neder as if it never happened. It was based on a false premise or a misunderstanding. And there's another opinion that says, you just say no. Your neder is a no, like we do every Rosh Hashanah, and we don't have to find a Pesach, an opening. If the way to annul a neder is by finding an opening, then you have to be coherent, then you have to make sure that you're sitting properly. But if it's just sitting there and saying, your neder is canceled, I can be sitting riding on a donkey. I can even be riding on a donkey. So that's how Rashi learned. It's the opposite. Says the Gemara further. The way that Ben Tam learns is Pais Mechrata means we ask the guy, do you regret the neder that you made? And if he says yes, we can annul it on the spot. So Pais Mechrata on the contrary, Mechrata we consider a donkey. If he says that no, I can't, we can't just ask him to regret it. We have to find a way out of it. Then we have to sit and be able to focus. Says the Gemara, Domad Abba Chana Vayirchan, my Pesach letting him lila hugadra. What exactly opening did he find for him? What way did he get out? Undermine it. He said to him, it says, yesh boite, that some people that could utter words, and kimat kara is cherev, it stabs like a sword. So we have the lashon chachamim marpe, but the language of the chachamim heals. And we dashon kala boite, anybody who makes a vow, ro'u ledoikra becherev. Anybody makes a vow should be stabbed with a sword, because you're putting yourself in a situation that whatever, you don't keep your vow, you'll be even a veda. Chachamim have a way of annulling your neder, so therefore you get cured. You shouldn't pass by food. Once upon a time, it seems that a lot of women in those days were involved in witchcraft. So in the early days when they weren't involved in witchcraft, so you should pick up the bread and put it aside. Abba remember recently, of recent times, Rav Shimon Yochai is saying this, when they seem to be playing around with witchcraft and sorcery and all that kind of stuff, ma'avin, leave the bread alone, because they used to use the bread that whoever picked it up, they had some kind of control over that person. Tana, we learned, shleimin ma'avin, only the bread is whole, can they have some kind of control, so you should walk by it. But psisis, if it's broken into pieces, ain't ma'avid, and you have to pick it up because they don't have any control. They can't use it as some kind of a medium to get through to you. Are you telling me that they don't have any witchcraft to do with small pieces? But see, it says in Pasuk, in Tanakh, it says, that you desecrate me, El Ami, to my people, Bishale, Saidi, with handfuls of barley, of Toise, Lechem, and pieces of bread. So we see clearly from here that what? That even pieces of bread, they used to do some kind of a kishuv and witchcraft. And it seems, talking about the Nevi Habal, used to hire these women and to do all kinds of witchcraft and so on and so forth, and to fool the people and to think that these false Nevi'im were somehow miracle workers, because they were using these women to do witchcraft for them. The Gemara says, no, that's talking about something else. The Shokli Bagrayu, they got paid with pieces of bread, not that they actually put a spell on the piece of bread. If I want to, I can exonerate the entire world from ever being punished. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed till today, I can justify every Yid's behavior. So when after 120 years, they go to the Pemalia Shemayim in the Heavenly Court, and we could use this as our defense. And what is that? Shenemar says, Lachain Shimi. No, please listen. Ania, you poor, impoverished person. Vishikudis, and drunk. V'lei meyayin. In other words, when we find ourselves in exile, we're like drunkards. And it's not even wine. And what did we just say about a drunkard? A drunkard is not responsible. So therefore, if Hashem wants to judge us at the end of 120 years, we can say we were drunk and we're not responsible for the way we behave because you put us into galus. So you might have mesa, you ask a question. You tell me drunk is not responsible for their actions. It says shikr. Now we're not talking about somebody who's a shasi drunk, even a shikr, somebody really drunk. Mekhemekhev, while he's drunk, he makes a sale. Umimkir and memkir, if he buys something or he sells something, or he committed a sin. He's Mechal Shabbos, that deserves capital punishment, and he was warned. Mamisin also, he'll get killed. And Malkus Malkin, his sale is his purchase a purchase, his sale is a sale. He's a very, you know, you're totally responsible for your actions, even though you're inebriated. He is considered a responsible person and liable for everything he does. The only thing that he shouldn't do is daven. We said before, when you daven, you're davening before a king, and if you're not up to the standing before a king, you shouldn't daven. If you daven, you're davening is worthless. So Yimor says, you're right. What he meant was, I can defend you, is at least when it comes to davening. When he said that man, he meant medin tefillah. He meant from davening, that I can defend anybody when it comes to davening. If he didn't daven properly, and they have kindness to you, we'll say, look, halachically, we are like drunks because we find ourselves in galus. Omer Abchini said, like we just in the last few weeks, how we daven, quicker and all that. That is like shikari. Omer Abchini said, when we say a drunk is still responsible, we're talking about that you didn't reach the kind of drunkenness of Light, because Light, when he was drunk, he had then relations with his daughters. So obviously he had no idea what was going on. So when we're talking about a drunk is responsible, you still know somewhat what's going on. If you reach that drunkenness state of Light, potter miklum, you are totally potter. The world asks a question. This is not my word. This is a famous a vert handed down. Why does the Gemara always use an example of the shikris of Light to give you the worst kind of drunkenness? What about Noach? He was first, and the same thing happened with his son Ham. So how come Light is been the one who's used as emblematic of the worst possible kind of being of inebriation, when Luchayda should use the example of Light of Noach? The world says that a father that has a bunch of daughters to make a shidduch, he has to be in his best behavior. So people say, oh, it comes from a good family. So Leit had no excuse. He had daughters. He should have been in a much better behavior. Noach had sons. They'll find a shidduch regardless. So it didn't matter. That's why we use shikru shalak. On that note, we'll stop today.